Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Catherine Manahan. The scripture is Luke chapter 20, verses 20 through 44. When reading about Jesus responding to tough questions, I'm always left in awe. Jesus knew exactly what to say at the exact right time. As I've grown to love writing and illustrating, I've realized that putting thoughts into words and on paper can be really difficult. So the way Jesus is able to share the Word of God and translate the thoughts in his head into words truly amazes me. In this portion of the Gospel of Luke, we see Jesus answering testing questions. The passage begins with spies being sent to Jesus to catch him in something he said so they'd be able to turn him over to the governor. However, Jesus saw that they were insincere. So when asked if it was right to pay taxes to Caesar, Jesus responded with, "Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." The spies then became silent, unable to trap Jesus in what he said. The spies waiting for Jesus to say something incorrect or untruthful reminds me of that one person who is always waiting to correct you when you say something grammatically incorrect. We all know that one person who is always ready to pounce if you say something wrong. The spies were doing the same type of thing to Jesus, just eager to turn him over to the authorities. Jesus was not able to be trapped. He responded by teaching the way of God in accordance to the truth. Similar to the spies trying to catch Jesus, the Sadducees attempted to present Jesus with a question he wouldn't be able to answer. However, they were not able to stump Jesus. Jesus taught them that the customs of earth were not carried on in heaven. The important part of our earthly lives is living in a way that we'd be worthy of Jesus' everlasting kingdom. Once again, everyone became silent, unable to outwit the Son of God. Jesus knew what to say to the spies. Jesus knew what to say to the Sadducees. Jesus knows what to say to you. He knows the exact right thing to say to you at the exact right times. You just need to listen. Let us pray. Our all-knowing God, thank you. Thank you for knowing what to say. Thank you for speaking the truth and for giving us everlasting life in your kingdom. And thank you for your wise words in the Gospel of Luke. Please help us remember that your love can guide us through all doubt and fear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.